Ah, Hugh, it is that time of the day. We try to make a deal here and bring a finishing touch to the Phillies roster. So every day at 1 o'clock, we finish the Phillies. Kyle throws at us the resume of a player that could be on the trade block, and we decide based on their age, their production, their salary, what we think it would take to get him. Do we want that player? All right, Kyle, what do you got for us today?
Yeah, it's funny because I don't think we've said no to anyone yet, have we?
No, we've had like different range of excitedness to them, but I don't think there's been a flat-out, no, I don't want that guy in the Phillies.
No, we're floozies. We're easy.
Yep. And the Phillies need help, if we're being honest.
Old folks used to call them hussies.
Hussies.
Being a hussy.
So not really concerned about whether or not you guys will want this fella. I'm pretty sure we'd all say yes. More curious to see if you can guess who this is that I'm talking about. So I have a 28-year-old left-handed hitting outfield from an obvious National League seller. 1 year left of arbitration, so next year will be arbitration, and then following that season, we'll hit the free agent market. This season, I'd probably say it's their best season in the major leagues so far. 279 batting average, 924 OPS for 2026, with 15 home runs. And reason to believe that this is an ascension and not just like a one-off season, because last year they hit 270 with an 824 OPS, 24 home runs. So continuing to get better, it seems. Strikes out a fair bit, about, I would say, like 110, 115 strikeouts a season. But we have people on this roster who strike out way more than that. Kyle Schwarber.
Way more.
Yep. Just some notable splits here because it's a left-handed hitter. And I know that we're looking for somebody who hits left-handed pitching well. He does not really hit left-handed pitching well. His 216 batting average and a 636 OPS versus left-handed pitching. But versus righties, 294 batting average, a 990 OPS, and 13 of his 15 home runs. So I'm assuming you would both want this player. Or does the lack of hitting against left-handed pitching sort of throw you off?
Well, the lack of hitting against lefties does concern me.
I don't want him.
You want him?
No.
Oh, you don't?
I just don't want to. I don't want to be called easy.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a stubborn thing.
You put his foot down.
He doesn't want to be called easy.
Doesn't like being labeled. He doesn't want to be desperate or need anybody.
I don't want to be desperate.
And
needy,
you don't want to be easy.
Or want to be easy.
I'm a little wary of this breakout. You know what's fueling this?
Right. Okay.
Well, so I'm skeptical before we figure out who this is.
Okay.
This feels to me like a fool's gold type of addition.
Okay. Well, would you like to guess who it is? We're familiar with this player.
Okay. Now, you said obvious National League seller?
Obvious National League seller.
Okay. So the first thought I had was Jung-Hoo Lee from the Giants, but you said he's got a year left before free agency. I think Jung-Hoo Lee's on a real contract.
It is not Jung-Hoo Lee.
Okay, it's not him. So then I'm going to rule the Giants out. The next obvious seller to me would be the Rockies.
It is the Rockies.
Colorado.
So I think I have an idea who this is.
Okay.
And if I'm right, I'm out. I've done this already. Is this Mickey Moniak?
It's Mickey Moniak.
Nah. This is my first no. So
That defeats the purpose of the game. You're supposed to say yes or no before you find out.
Well, okay, hold on.
It's a blind resume. It's a blind date, Joe.
I know, but I did say something is making me think this is fool's gold.
Yes, now, you did. The lights came on and you saw his face.
My guess is a huge amount of his production this year has been fueled by Coors Field.
Probably.
And he's probably the same Mickey Moniak when you take him out of Coors Field, which
probably.
is not a good player.
So 924 OPS, though, Joe.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
What do you think it is, of course? 1,000, and it's like 700 somewhere else?
Yeah.
Hugh, we had Mickey Moniak. He was the number one overall pick for the Phillies in 2016.
Oh, yeah, you want to rehash that old one. No, you don't want that old thing back.
Nah.
You guys are afraid to love again.
I am.
Well, he hurt us.
I don't need anybody.
Open your heart.
The number one overall pick.
But again, I do think we have to adjust our expectations a little bit about the caliber of player that we're getting.
Yes. I mean, I think we have for the most part because we know we don't have a whole lot of money and we don't have a whole lot of chips.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, we might have to convince ourselves that some platoon player that's just okay in the outfield is what we have.
You know what I have convinced myself on? No, I don't want Moniak. I'm out. I think we might have to open up our eyes and minds to, as long as they get a good hitter, if he's a lefty, we might have to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's a matter of getting let's just use a scale of 1 to 10, right? 10 being a great player, 1 being a scrub.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get a 6 that's a lefty versus get a 3 that's a righty, I'd just take the 6. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It just feels like we keep locking ourselves in a right-handed
like
a, hitter. Right-handed
sounds like
hitter.
A Friday.
It does, right.
So I'll take the 6.
You're not going to turn the 6 down for the 3.
No, you ain't turning the 6 now.
No, I mean, who are you to do
well,
that?
Like, so, because I think it's fair to wonder. If, say it wasn't Mickey Moniak, say it wasn't Coors Field. This was somebody else in a different situation. But he had those numbers, including those splits versus righties and lefties. I mean, do you still say no?
Well, we would probably want him then. All right, so I just pulled Moniak up because I had a feeling this guy's fool's gold. All right, so his OPS at Coors, 1,079. I mean, he's Jordan Alvarez.
You kind of called that, didn't you?
His OPS away, 692. This is fraud alert.
Fraud alert is
we're
crazy.
You're getting the phone calls like your credit card was stolen. This is a fraud alert, Mickey Moniak. I can't do it, Hugh. I don't want him.
Nah,
you already said no.
I already said no because I own GP. I don't like the way I would be called a hussy.
But you were one for 2 weeks with this game.
I don't like being called a hussy.
Let's just start labeling Hugh. You push him one way, he goes the opposite.
Sounds like a try date. Label Hugh Douglas.
Yep.
How would you label
Hugh? Describe Hugh Douglas with one word.
What did the fan reaction be if Zabrowski's outfield bat addition was Mickey Moniak? It can't be good.
No, I don't think people would be too excited about that. Not at all.
Yeah, you know what? Look, he's bounced back. He's putting together a career now, which a few
but
years
that was not a name that would definitely move the meter.
No,
it would definitely not move the meter.
Issues I have with I'm half kidding that we drafted him, and that, I mean that doesn't really matter. If he could play, you bring him back, whatever. But and it wasn't like it was a bad ending. It just played itself out. For me, he's a lefty. Don't love that. They need a righty more. But beyond that, it's the splits.
Can I share with you another option?
Sure.
Someone who might be here at the All-Star game.
Well, that
Tuesday,
means they're good.
In the outfield. I mean, in his hometown. Eric Kratz had a pretty good idea. Would you
want
to hear this this idea?
If this is about my guy, I would love to hear.
While we're in the business of making pitches and recruiting people.
Let's do it.
All right.
Every single time he comes up to the plate, they should not sit down the entire at-bat. It should be the loudest Philly fans can or should ever be. And then he'd be like, oh my gosh, this place is legit. And he'll call Artie Moreno and go, I don't care what you said before. I'm waving it. I want to go to Philly.
Think about if they did that for him and he feels that. And then when the All-Star game is over, he hops in his car to his house and he's like, this is what my life could be. I know it's extremely hard to leave Newport Beach, but then you figure, man, I can live at home. I could play at my golf course. I can like commute to the field every day. How great is that too? He can stay at home. And then when the winter gets real bad in Jersey, then he just goes to Newport for the winter. The best of both worlds. Come on, Mike, make it happen.
Can you hear that, Hugh? Can you hear it? The ask out Trout chants every time Mike Trout gets up.
Ask out Trout.
Ask out Trout. Ask out Trout.
I guess he's healthy playing off.
He hit a home run the other day. He's off the IL. He's back.
Okay.
Yeah, you're skeptical.
Until when?
Until he gets hurt again.
Next week.
You know how this works. I mean,
Kyle caught it. He said, until he gets hurt.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Joe said, like, until he gets hurt again. No
but
big deal.
Right now, he's healthy.
Yeah.
He's playing in the All-Star game.
No, he
I
is.
Need
he
the ask out Trout chance. And you know what? I needed to be asked about this on Monday for the workout. I needed to be asked on Tuesday before the game, after the game. I want him driving home, WIP on the radio, everyone
listening.
Talking about the ask out Trout chance. Kyle on Wednesday, annoyed that we're doing this. I need this. I need it on Tuesday night.
I'm with you. No, I'm not.
Why did you do that?
Quick breaking home run derby news.
What do we got?
Kyle Schwarber's in.
Hey!
Schwarber's in officially.
They untidied his back.
Yes. And I think his back's been untidied.
Who's that?
Chiropractor.
They
trainer.
I have, no, I'm going to keep that to myself.
You probably should keep it all to yourself.
And slather Vaseline on me. You probably put some ointments on him. Mm-hmm. Some stem.
Ointments?
He got some stem. Yeah, he got some. Try to loosen his back up. Put some stem on it. Got
right.
him right.
I do love the idea of us making a scene for Mike Trout, though. I love it.
You making a scene for Mike Trout?
No, the whole stadium.
Oh, okay.
I'm one person.
That's me.
I'm not. Have a microphone from 10 to 2. Otherwise, I'm just a regular guy after that. I can only make so much of a scene.
I thought you were talking about we're going to be out of money, talking about, hey, you know, yelling and screaming and stuff. Now
you know what? I'm wearing my Ask Out Trout shirt on Tuesday when we're at the park. Maybe he'll walk by the booth.
Maybe. Doubt it. If he's there early,
is
maybe.
Is he avoiding Hugh Douglas?
Yeah.
You know, you would probably hit. You know what's so sad about this?
What's that?
The fact that you won't join me on the Trout thing. You had to be one of his favorite players ever.
Probably not.
He probably had your jersey.
Probably not.
What do you mean probably not?
Not probably not.
He's a huge Eagles fan.
I mean, he is an Eagles fan, but, you know, probably not. Probably not. He probably was a Dalk fan. That sounds like more his speed.
Like, you know, Dalk, what?
Brian Dalk was a beast.
I might use my credential on Tuesday.
Go down to the
and
thing.
And I'm not going to bother. I'm just going to say, Mike, who is your favorite Eagle defender of the early 2000s?
Brian Dawkins.
And what if he says Hugh Douglas?
I'll be like, oh, wow.
And then I'll say, you know what? That same Hugh Douglas, he doesn't want you here and makes fun of you that you get hurt all the time.
I don't make fun
and
of him.
And you crush his
dreams. I don't make fun of him. I'm just saying he is hurt,
You kind of do. You made up a story about the toilet.
I mean, he did get hurt on the toilet, though.
That's not true. We are live today from Chickies at Peace in South Philly for National Crab Fry Day. $1 crab fries.
Dollar crab fries.
$5 pitchers.
If you're listening, LeBron, come get some crab fries on me, dog. You ain't got to spend no money. I know everywhere you go.
Well, then now, hold on. That's
open
the biggest
wallet.
Pitch yet is that Hugh Douglas will spend a whole dollar on you.
I'll get you, Noah, LeBron, I'll get you 5 crab fries.
Whoa.
Five of them things.
Slow down, Hugh.
Five whole crab fries for LeBron if you come to Philly.
You got a big spender over here. Proceeds benefit.
Hey, Al just gave me some money. No, he gave me a napkin.
Proceeds benefit the Philadelphia FOP
5
charity.
Crab fries for LeBron James for coming to Philly.
5 buckets or 5 fries?
Okay, 5 buckets of crab fries.
So you want to dish out $5 to get LeBron here.
You know what? It's Friday.
Yep.
And I ain't got that much long before I get to see this 4-week. $10. $10 crab fries. Hey, it's on me. Feed your family.
Rockefeller Man. Douglas in the house.
That doesn't bode well for Hugh on this show in September, got to say.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you're allotting for $10 taken out of your 401k. That means you're getting caught a big check.
When I check out that 401k, yep. If it's chunky, hey, might not see me Tuesday. I'm just saying. It all depends on how I feel. I'm going to workshop it. I'm going to talk to my people.
I do think we need to really make a lot out of this bit because this could be a good one. What I need you to do is really make it tight on Blue Jeans where he doesn't know if you're coming in on Tuesday. Like he's got a replacement co-host set up for Tuesday just in case.
I'm just saying because I'm going to see
what – the word you used? Chunky?
Chunky 401k? Because, like, this is unprecedented for me, man. Like this is like – you know, I'm in that rarefied position of being an older gentleman and seriously considering taking retirement. Like, I'm there. Like, I'm the first of my peers – to be in this position.
This is Hugh's way of saying he's about to turn 55.
Yeah, I'm the first one. Yeah. I'm the first out of the crew. Like, I got a little ways to go.
Because you were born during NOM.
I'm not going to even pay attention to that. I got a little ways to go. Like, I think Trey got a couple seasons. Dalk got a couple seasons before he go. Like, I'm the first one. So I'm about to go look. I'm going to see what them numbers look like.
Live on the air on WIP.
Oh, man, if them numbers are chunky.
See ya.
Ooh. Might go.
Exit Douglas. All right, let's go to Coach G in Westchester, who's up on WIP. Coach G.
Yes, hello. How you doing?
What's going on, Coach G?
I would like to go ahead and pitch to LeBron James. First of all, it's the 250th year anniversary of America.
Talk to him.
So what would be better for him to sign with Philadelphia? Second of all, let's talk about legacy, and we want to talk about purpose. Legacy is that he can come to Philadelphia, and he will win one championship, but he can win two, which means it'll give him a number that when it comes down to, wait a minute, who will he be able to be compared to? We ain't going to talk about that. The second thing is, that Ohio is right next to Pennsylvania. So he's coming close to home. Let's call him, as we say, all the stars align. What we mean by the stars are aligned, the guy that he played high school all-star with, he is now the president of Philadelphia 76ers. Not only that, he would definitely be able to help Jameer Nelson with being a GM and showing Jameer can do the job, which Jameer is also in because he's a Philadelphia-Chester resident. Last is that with LeBron, you probably can get little Bronny, to come here also with Philadelphia. Now you have a trio of guards which can help Bronny. which will be number one, Tyrese Maxey, Edgecombe, and this new guy, along with Bronny. So it gives Bronny a chance to play. Now we're going to talk about purpose. Purpose is Philadelphia, the birthplace of America, needs a guy like LeBron to come here, not only just to be here, but the youth here really needs him. We need him. We know that off season he likes to do a lot of things and help out schools and that type of thing. He will be able to help Philadelphia with our current crisis of these youth young men who really need to have somebody to look up to. Him and Jaylen Brown are those type of guys that Philadelphia needs here.
Checks a lot of boxes, Coach G. I like this.
Coach G, can I
checking a lot of boxes here.
Coach, can I offer a suggestion? We got to pare that down a little bit, Coach. It's a great sentiment. We got to compact that
a little bit.
You did a good job. I'm not saying he didn't do a good job.
He did better than yours.
Yes, he did. But I'm not trying to poo-poo what Coach talking about. But you know, we live in a world now where attention span is not that long, especially mine. And we need to just, like, Coach, we pare that thing down a little bit. I think we got something.
All day, all I'm saying is that everything as far as legacy and purpose is why he really should think about when you're a person that got all the money in the world, you got everything you want, all you want to have is purpose and legacy.
Would you care to elaborate more?
No, Coach, pare it down, Coach.
Coach,
you did a
great
job.
Great job.
You did a good job. I like Coach.
Coach, you're in the running. We're sending this right to LeBron.
No, I like that. It was a little long, but he pared it down.
My nitpick would be something different. I think he had a lot of great themes. He did nice alluding to the six titles. He could catch MJ, and then what are people going to say, right? Okay, you got that. You got the off-the-court stuff, helping the community and feeling fulfilled.
Big
I like
in
that.
The community, yes.
Now, by geography, by the map, he's right. Little pushback on, like, that we're kind of close to Ohio.
We are. About 5 hours, six and a half.
Yes. Pennsylvania is up
it's
against
like,
Ohio.
Right there.
Philadelphia and Akron, Ohio.
It ain't that far. It's like, what, 5 hours? That ain't bad.
Both are Midwest.
It's the Midwest feel, bro.
That's exactly right.
You're going to have it. Like, Philadelphia has a Midwest feel.
You'll be right at home.
Six-hour drive to get to Akron. We're probably
it ought to be about 5 and a half.
No, Midwest, Miami, Philly, it's, like, all basically the same.
I'm going to put Akron into my Google Maps right now from where we are.
Don't care what your Google Maps says, Joe.
Well,
damn right. Tell him, Hill.
Akron, Ohio, I don't know if anyone ever put this in. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly to Akron, Ohio.
About 5 hours.
Do you think that's the first time that's ever been punched into a GPS?
It's about 5 hours. I can make it in five.
6 hours and 31 minutes.
I can make it. Well, I shouldn't be saying that on there. I can make it. Yeah, I can. Okay, 6 hours. 6 hours.
Well, I mean, of all the pitches, Hugh, that's not the one we could go with.
Well, you know, since Pete's here, I think it's okay if I say this. I'm going to get LeBron James here. I'm going to buy him 10 crab fries.
Just 10? You got to buy him more than that.
For Friday. I'm getting 10
okay,
crab fries. 10? Well, that's a start.
Okay. Got to get the guys' attention.
And then, you know, I told you we got the back room for him at Chicken and Peas.
Yeah.
And if he decides to come here, maybe throw in a couple lobster pies.
Okay.
Pete, is that cool? Cool.
Very cool.
Couple lobster pies.
For LeBron James.
Because I know people. I just tell him I know people.
Okay.
And Pete said they put the picture
that
on the wall.
That might be the finishing touch, the picture on the wall.
I'm telling you what, man, it's a lot of great individuals on the pictures in the wall back there.
Your picture's on that wall.
Yes, it is. And Big Red, he actually had hair, and his hair was red.
You look a lot younger in that picture.
Yes,
than you do
I mean, because it was a long time ago.
I know he was. It was
he
a long
said,
time ago.
Of course.
let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence? Hey, Terrence.
Uh-oh.
Terrence going once, twice. All right. You know what? Sam and Cinnaminson says, I have the pitch. He's got the pitch. Sam and Cinnaminson, what do you got?
Oh, man. I got the pitches of all pitches. You
okay, Sam.
This?
Let's hear right. it.
I hope Gansey's listening. All right. Why, LeBron, would you come to the city of Philadelphia? I asked my daughter this, and she answered the question quickly and right on the money.
Because if he came to Philly, this city would explode. A bomb would go off. There is something that we have in Philly that Cleveland doesn't have and that Miami doesn't have. We have the city that loves you back. You won't know about it. This is what will happen. Listen, I would tell LeBron, you won a championship in Cleveland. Bravo. They appreciate you. You won a championship in Miami. Bravo. They appreciate you. You bring a championship to Philadelphia? Uh-oh. You better watch out. Listen, if you have any question about that, this is who you do. This is what you do. Mike Gansey, you call Jason Kelce. You call Bryce Harper. You.
Yeah, he clipped out.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Son, how will this city treat you if you win a title?
Yeah, he got
you that. You won a couple of titles.
Got that bad connect.
Right now, you see, I would do, Gansey, I would take LeBron James and walk him up the steps of the art museum. I would place him in the top of the steps up right in front of the art museum and have him look out to City Hall. And I would say, LeBron, that is millions of people. And you're looking out. That is a city that's going to love you. There is no city in America. Cleveland won't do it. Miami won't do it. L.A. won't do it. No city in America will ever appreciate you like this city will appreciate you, LeBron. Period.
Number one.
That is something that no other city has.
My printer broke. And you want me to try to pay attention to all this long talking?
Mike,
that's what you want me to do?
It's a great pitch, Sam. Good phone call.
It's Friday. My printer broke, and he long talking.
Why are you stepping on Sam?
I'm just saying.
We do take calls on the show.
I'm just saying that's long talking. And he's trying to pitch somebody that's long talking. It's a lot of long talking.
Well,
man.
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing, but he's trying to make the pitch count. But we need to make, like, you know how
LeBron's
when they go in the offices.
On the Odyssey
but no, I'm just saying, man, you know how you go into offices and you want to pitch something. You got to make the pitch more compact, dog. It's Friday. We are getting ready for the swing, man. We got dollar crab fries.
Yes, we do.
We got $5 beers.
Yep.
And we got the swing man competition going on tonight.
Pitchers of beer.
And you want to do all, like, you can't be doing all this long talking, man. You got to shorten these things up.
You know
it's Friday.
You know what I noticed in
this
there?
This is a Tuesday conversation.
Right. You know what I noticed in there?
What's that?
That he was talking about all the Philadelphia legends that he's going to call up to help him with the pitch. Jason Kelce, Bryce Harper. No, Hugh
did not mention Hugh.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's why do. Hugh got upset.
I didn't get upset.
Bring the great ones in. To be
totally honest, when he started talking, but you know what? The Jason Kelce angle is a good one because he's from Cleveland. He's from Cincinnati.
Cleveland Heights,
right?
No, he's from Shaker Heights. Cleveland Heights.
No, him and his brother played for Cincinnati, right?
I know it's the New Heights podcast. Okay.
I think they're from Cleveland Heights.
But they're from Ohio.
He's an
Ohio legend. Hey, Jason Kelce's a sure enough Ohio legend. No question about that.
At some point, we got to rank Hugh among Philadelphia Ohio legends.
But
The point that I'm making is,
we got to make these pitches a little bit more compact, man. That's all.
I'm still stuck on that we're right next to Akron.
You know, maybe
it's a 6.5-hour ride.
Maybe Hugh's weak pitch was because he just doesn't want to go down another rung on the Philly Ohio legend.
That is not it.
We always rank them myself.
Always on to you.
There's always a motive.
It's okay from the Ohio legends that I know. Jason Kelce's probably at the top. He's on the top rung.
Okay.
Then we got the iconic Ike Reese.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm somewhere. I know I'm below those two, so I'm.
Yeah,
cool
you're also.
But
yeah.
If LeBron comes here, you're way.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Way
I'm
below.
Okay with that because the level, like they are people. They are persons of the people, right? Me, not so much. Me, not so much. And like I said, man, it's Friday. You're trying to long talk. You can't be long talking on a Friday.
Well, sure you can.
Can't long talk on a Friday.
I allow it.
Pete Rose from Ohio.
Oh yeah, Pete. We got Pete.
Oh yeah, you're.
I'm looking at famous athletes born in Ohio.
They played in Philly?
Is Hugh even
a top 10 Philly athlete from Ohio?
I'm okay with that.
Well,
it's a great lot of great athletes played here, man.
He wasn't from Ohio. He wasn't all pro. It was a long time ago.
I'll take 9 or 10. Or okay. I'll even take 11.
I think you're in.
I just can't take the long talking. I mean, well, I can take all that.
You've made that perfectly clear.
It's like, dog, we long talking. There's too much long talking on Friday.
Mike Schmidt was born in Dayton, so you're behind
him. Oh, Dayton. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going.
Does he claim Dayton, though?
I don't know what Mike Schmidt
he seems like. He seems like he's more of a California person.
Does he claim Dayton?
He went to Ohio University.
Okay, so he's legit. Because most of the great ones outside of Ike, we stayed in the state of Ohio. Ike went to Michigan. Ike didn't want to go to Ohio. Like, I don't know. He should have went to Ohio State, but he went to Michigan. Michigan State.
I mean, I'm guessing he had a better chance to play it.
Keith Byers, Dayton.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Keith. Yeah, definitely below Keith.
Quinion went to Toledo.
Toledo, but I don't think he's from Ohio.
I don't think he is either. Don't you think Ike had a better chance to get on the field at Michigan State than Ohio State?
Probably.
I mean, just saying.
But I'm pretty sure Ohio State recruited him.
Probably did.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Wow, now you're taking shots at your Ohio brother.
Yeah, because he ain't here.
This guy's unbelievable. All right, 215-592-9494. We're live, Chickies and Pizza, South Philly. Monday night, join Broads. 6 p.m. for a special Home Run Derby broadcast brought to you by Budweiser with giveaways all night. All right, coming up, we'll get to you people. If you missed it a few minutes ago, Kyle Schwarber officially in the Home Run Derby. I think that the Bryce Harper idea for the aluminum bats is a super fun idea for Monday night when they have the gold ball. I'm going to be there. I love that Harper and Schwarber are both doing it. So we'll talk more about that. And you know what never gets tiring? Checking in on the disaster of a season of the New York Mets. Some audio we're going to play really illustrates how checked out Mets people are about the season they're having. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Live from Chickie. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
As world soccer hits the big stage, Fanatic Sportsbook is making every game day worth more. Earn up to 10% fan cash back on your soccer bets, win or lose. That's real extra value. You can unlock every match all tournament long. FanCast isn't just for betting. You can use it anywhere in the world of Fanatics. On game tickets, you can use it on merchandise, collectibles, profit boost, and a whole lot more. One ecosystem, endless ways to spend. Plus, new customers get up to $1,000 in FanCast. That's a $100 bet match in FanCast every day for your first 10 days. The world is ready. Are you ready? Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning is different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or 1-800-MY-RESET. Not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.